A woman, Eliza, looks in a mirror as she vigorously brushes her teeth.
Oh my God, this is such a surprise.
A promotion?
So unexpected.
I had no idea this was coming.
I did work so hard. Thank you.
Flossing.
Me? I would love a corner office.
I accept.
Thank you so much.
Whenever are you coming?
To my promotion.
She knocks back Listerine. Later, loft. A man lounges on a bed.
Oh, babe. You get up early to wish me good luck?
Wish you luck for?
The promotion.
Oh, right, the promotion.
Junior executive event planner. Oh, it's gonna be me, right?
Oh, totally. It's yours.
Oh, God, I feel like Molly Ringwald at the end of every movie when, like, all my dreams are coming true.
You're such a geek for those movies, aren't you?
I know. And they're super problematic, but I can't help it. I love them, and I love you.
She kisses his cheek.
Okay, bye.
Wait, babe, can you help me switch this canvas real quick, please?
I would love to, but I can't be late again.
Oh, come on, it'll take like 5 minutes. I'm feeling inspired. You know what happens if I don't pay when inspiration hits? Come on.
I know, and I don't want to like stifle your genius or anything.
I need you, come on, it'll be quick.
Rapid-paced views of city life, including skyscrapers, a subway train, crowds, and pigeons. Eliza runs down a street checking her phone. Next, she emerges from a building holding a cardboard box and staring ahead. Title, E Presents, Why Can't My Life Be a Rom-Com? Loft.
You know, it's so unfair. I know that being late is a no-no, but you're really gonna fire me over it?
Well, did they fire you for being late? Or did they fire you because you're like...
I'm talking back to my boss, I know. But I was just so, like, overheated and emotional, and I was just, like, really, really, really upset. I mean, that was my job. You know, I was late because of you.
We're all grown-ups here. You gotta be responsible for your own decisions.
God, I know. Okay, this is just the worst day of my life.
Well, at least one of us had a good day. I just heard back from the gallery, and they're gonna give me my own show.
Oh my God. Really? Babe, that's amazing. I'm so proud of you. I always knew that you were gonna make it.
I know. That's why it makes it so hard to tell you the other thing.
What? What other thing?
I'm moving in with Sandra.
The gallery owner? Babe, sweet of you to try to make me laugh, but... Really? Really?
Bar, Eliza knocks back multiple tequila shooters. A female bartender refills her glass.
There should be a rule where you're not allowed to lose your job and your boyfriend on the same day.
There is. It's called decency.
Oh.
You know, it was all working out fine when he couldn't afford to pay rent. But as soon as his career starts taking off...
Are we surprised?
Sophia, comfort me.
I'm just saying, this is nothing new. Your last three boyfriends...
Or Todd.
Oh, ew, Todd. I forgot about Todd. See, this is what you do. You take strays in, you clean them up, and then change their litter.
Oh, God, I need more alcohol. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. The next time that I think that a guy is cute, you're gonna step in, you're gonna interfere, and you're gonna say veto.
I am a million steps ahead of you. I already have a plan.
Sophia fetches a book.
A Guide to Marrying Rich.
It's super legit. The author, Margaret Dumont, she went from being a secretary to marrying one of the richest men in the country.
This book is ancient.
Yeah, so is the Bible.
Where did you find this thing?
Ugh, some lame Tinder date. This guy took me to a used bookstore. Like, is that even a date? Anyway, thankfully, I found this book. And it was like, yes, universe, I hear you.
Yeah, you hear the call of the 1950s.
1967.
How is this even a thing? You don't need a man to have your dream life.
Says the girl that screwed up her dream job for a dude. Look, I'm not going to be a bartender forever, and I am super sick of living with 7 other wannabe models in a 2-bedroom apartment. Yes, we're all tiny, so it's really only like living with 4 people, but still. And I'm not going to get ahead. Like, my biggest paying gig was that JCPenney catalog, and that's just that.
Well, it would be nice if someone could pay my rent, because Lord knows I can't afford it.
So, we sublet our apartments.
No, I can't. I need to find a job.
How? You work in a very competitive industry, and you just got fired. No one's hiring you.
Are you supposed to be making me feel better?
We're going away for the summer.
You can't take the summer off. You're employed.
Oh, right. Hey, Cass? Yeah, I quit.
What? Sophie, what are you doing?
I am betting on myself, just like the book says. You're only 25 once. And do you know what we are?
26?
Yeah, we are behind. We need to get off our asses and take charge of our lives.
What, by leaving New York?
Oh, God, no.
Oh,
no. We're going to the Hamptons. My aunt has a timeshare there. We'll live there for the summer and come back with Rich husband.
Okay, wait. You actually think that both of us are going to meet rich dudes and get them to marry us before Labor Day?
Well, according to Miss Dumont, yes.
The Hamptons, a game of polo, a speedboat. Now, a car pulls up to a modest dwelling. Eliza and Sophia enter.
I think I know she did that. She was just there you go.
She just
there
leave a key under a frog ornament like every other old retired
sure
person.
There's a key somewhere inside. Ugh. I had that. Are you good?
Yes.
You good with these bags?
I am.
Buddy, you need a little help? Here you go.
This is why we need rich boyfriends, too, because they will have people to carry things.
You know we're only here for the summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should take the loft. It sort of feels like you're sleeping in a tent up there, and I know you're into that sort of thing, and you know I'm not.
Happily. So, I hate to always be the practical one, but first things first, we're gonna find jobs,
what
right?
What for? We have a free place to stay.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe food?
Soon we'll have rich boyfriends that'll pay for all our meals.
Empty fridge.
How soon?
Outside a high-end hotel, a BMW drives away. Guests mingle on patios drinking cocktails.
This is it. Place to be and be seen.
The Zane Hotel and Beach Club.
Huh. Everyone hangs out here.
So what does that sign say for hotel guests only?
Oh, it's to keep out the tourists.
You mean us?
No, they want hotties like us here.
Oh. Let's go down to the beach. That's where they keep all the rich husbands.
Wearing 4-inch heels, Sophia stumbles.
Take those stupid things off?
Absolutely not. According to the book, a woman must always wear high heels. Never wait for a man to put you on the pedestal. Do it yourself and he'll get the idea.
Oh!
She falls into a guy's lap.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. I'm John. John Fuller.
Well, John, thanks for, handing me your lap.
Anytime.
I just might take you up on that. Of course, I have to buy me a drink first.
Okay, let's get you going, okay?
Yes, okay, you good?
Yeah.
You ready? Yeah, great, awesome, okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. Okay, let's go. That was embarrassing.
Embarrassing or strategic. For your information, I just met John Fuller, major trust fundian, number 74 on Forbes' list of rich under 30. That's right, Mama did her homework.
Towel guy, Eric, to co-worker.
Hey, dummy. What have you been doing all day? You know what? Don't answer that. All right, first the bathrooms. The beach has been unintended.
The co-worker's eyes glaze over.
Hello. What is this?
It's a towel.
Wrong. It's a dirty towel. You know where I found it? With the clean towels.
Okay.
No, it's not okay. Let me break this down for you, dummy.
Oh, my name's Doug.
You know how many guys want this position, Doug? More than you're probably capable of counting. So you separate these towels like your job depends on it, because it does.
Beach.
I wonder if our kids will have blue eyes like me or brown eyes like John.
Reclining with a mojito, Eliza looks down the beach and sees Doug.
He's cute.
Vito.
Come on.
He's a towel boy, Eliza.
I'm unemployed, Sophia.
Look, this towel boy there to your left. That's Rich Hawthorne. He's an orthopedic surgeon, and he just bought his own $4.8 million townhouse on East 74th.
I don't know. I'm just not into that whole chiseled thing.
Yes, you are.
Why does he get his hair so perfect?
You know what I mean?
John and Rich fist bump.
Whoop, there's John.
What's up, guys?
There he is. I'm Matt.
Oh, our future husbands. They're friends.
I told you I did my homework. It's literally meant to be. Think about it. Okay. A guide to marrying Rich. His name is Rich. He is Rich.
Yeah. Yeah. I got it. Okay. Fine. I'll go introduce myself.
Don't you dare. According to the book, the first time a guy lays his eyes on you has to be memorable. Ooh. I got it. Okay. You go for a swim, you get a cramp, you start to drown, and he saves you. And then your bikini top comes off in the process.
I think the fake drowning is memorable enough.
Not as memorable as tits. Just saying.
Now, waist deep in the ocean, Eliza shields her eyes with one hand and looks back to shore.
Help! I'm drowning.
I don't even know.
Oh, the water. It's so rough here. I'm not as strong a swimmer as I thought. I'm in a riptide. Help. I'm in a riptide. Help. Help. Your top.
What?
You're off the top.
No.
Tick.
I'm not doing that. No.
Ugh.
Beach. Doug answers phone.
Hey, Daddy-o.
Hey, Doug. What do you say you cut out of there early and meet me for some lunch?
I'm working, remember?
Well, you're working too hard.
Oh, it says the hardest working guy. No.
I'm drowning. I'm really drowning this time. Help.
Dad,
I'm drowning.
I gotta go, Dad.
Help. Help, I'm drowning.
Okay.
Help.
I'm coming. I got you.
Doug swims out.
Okay.
He sees the water is only waist deep.
Help!
No!
We're okay. Feet in the ground. And on and up. Okay. Wonderful. The shore's right there. There's some towels. I can grab
no,
you.
That's okay. I'm okay.
So you're pretending to drown?
Okay, this is embarrassing, but my friend Sophia over there, yeah, she told me that this would be a really great way to meet a guy.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm, one of those.
Vito.
Sophia makes an X with her arms.
Vito. Yeah, not you. You're not
the way. Ouch.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're not really my type.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is your type?
Oh, you see that chisel guy over there?
Yeah,
that's kind of my thing.
Okay, so you owe me. Start flailing. Flailing.
Doug pushes her under. On the beach, Rich and friends turn and look.
I need a little help here.
Help!
I need help saving this woman.
Help! I'm
help!
Help!
Hold these.
I'm drowning too.
Rich and friends race to help.
I'm struggling
to save this woman.
Help us.
Are you okay? Are you good? Are you right? Yeah?
Yeah. I'm so good.
Nearby, Doug rolls his eyes.
I'm Rich.
Eliza.
Street. Eliza. Sophia.
I hate that all the rich guys go back to the city during the week. It makes their timeline so much crunchier.
Well, I think it's a good thing. We can't spend all our summer trying to get these guys to fall for us.
We need to work. Otherwise, we're going to spend our summer eating out of people's garbage cans.
Eliza, it's the Hamptons. There's lobster in those garbage cans.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Eliza points to a help wanted sign. Several other help wanted signs at other businesses, then standing outside Salty's Burger Shack.
No way. Absolutely not. The skin does not do greasy environments.
We've tried literally everywhere else. Okay? Come on, Sophia.
Inside the burger shack, Salty, a bearded gray-haired man, stares at them.
Can you read?
Yeah.
Can you write?
Totally.
Can you carry a tray?
Yeah.
You're hired.
Okay.
It's a dream come true.
Waitress uniform.
This isn't exactly the chic Hamptons couture I pictured wearing this summer.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Order up!
A line cook looks at Sophia.
What are you staring at?
I know you.
Definitely not.
Yeah, no, I definitely do.
Well, I don't know you.
I'm Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a model.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Like, a famous model.
Mm.
See, I knew it. What the hell are you doing here?
Research. I got this big job. They want me to be like a normal person or something.
Shit, that's cool.
Nice.
Hey, wait there for a sec.
Ryan fetches a camera. Sophia poses.
Oh my gosh, how dare you?
Sophia gives him a flirty look. Now, Doug steps up to a takeout window staffed by Eliza.
Hi, are you ready to,
Well, hello.
Hi.
Are you really gonna take my order, or are you just pretending to be a waitress?
What I'm pretending is that whole drowning thing just never happened and that we've never met. You feel like playing along?
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Doug.
Eliza. I like what you're wearing. It's very ducky.
Yeah, you know, most people assume I'm a Blaine, but I got a secret dorky inner ducky thing happening.
Wait, you know Pretty in Pink?
Not every word by heart, but...
Well, I know every single word. In fact, the only movie that I've seen more times than Pretty in Pink is...
Say Anything?
Get out of my head!
Say Anything has got to have the best moment of any 80s movie ever.
You mean when John Cusack shows up at Ayunique Sky's house even after she says that she doesn't love him?
But doesn't believe her. And he stands outside her window holding that boombox above his head with Peter Gabriel singing, In Your, what?
What? Just, we're not supposed to like that anymore.
What?
You know, because the whole guy shows up at a girl's house in the middle of the night.
It was sunrise.
Uninvited, even after she said that she didn't like him.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my whole world just...
I know. It's been a long road for me.
I mean, I did stop watching 16 Candles at some point for obvious reasons, but...
Well, I promise that this is just as obvious if you have a vagina. It's heartbreaking.
Problem is, I'm heartbroken. All I want to do is watch those movies on a loop.
I know. It's a vicious cycle.
Eliza! Your order's up.
Doug gives Eliza a wave, and she joins Sophia.
What do you think you're doing? I was just talking.
Oh my god, Sophia, you don't actually think that I'm into him.
You said he's cute.
And you vetoed it. And I respect that. He is 100% in the friend zone.
Okay, good. Just make sure it stays that way.
Eliza glances at Doug. At night, Eliza and Sophia walk into a bar.
I don't know about you, but I could use a drink.
Why don't you just get on the train, go home, and give up now? Chapter 3, desirable women never pay for their own cocktails.
This is the first night that I don't smell like French fries. I want to have a good time, and I want a drink. Who cares if I pay for it?
Margaret does.
Oh, we're on a first-name basis now.
Don't mock the book.
What are you saying, that just by reading this book, men are gonna drop out of the sky and buy us cocktails?
Looks like you ladies need a drink.
Rich.
What are you having?
Well, we both enjoy sex on the beach, but we don't know you well yet, so... Martinis?
A martini glass is filled with liquid from a cocktail shaker, then a skewer with several olives is dropped into the glass. Eliza smiles.
You are very fit.
Well, I try to run every morning before work.
Oh, what time do you usually get to work?
6.
Wow. You are unlike anyone I've ever dated. Not that we're dating. Okay, I'm going to take this drink and put it in my mouth so I stop talking. Mm-hmm.
So, tell me something about you.
Okay. I'm from Queens. That is the borough where JFK is.
Sounds kind of familiar.
Okay. Good. You're following. My parents are public school teachers.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, it's a noble profession, or so I've been told.
Have you ever thought about teaching?
No, that's not my calling.
What's your calling?
Event planning? I know it sounds, by comparison, like, completely insignificant, but I totally love it. I mean, okay, taking a space that's blank, or worse, generic, and turning it into, like, an experience for whatever, really. I mean, you hope that the event is worthy, but even if it's not, the work is, like, always changing. It's part customer service, part visionary, super creative.
Wow, you are really passionate.
Is that not how you feel about orthopedic surgery?
Nope. But it's a good job. It's nice that your parents were so cool with you just doing your own thing.
I take it yours weren't?
I mean, I never really pushed back.
Liza, can I talk to you?
I know.
Sophia pulls Eliza away.
I'll be right back.
Right now.
Okay.
We have to leave right now.
What? Why?
Chapter number one, I always leave a guy wanting more, and frankly, I'm drunk in the morning, and I'm going to spur John in the parking lot unless we go right now and ruin everything.
Oh, but I'm having such a good time.
Are you going to doubt Margaret?
Oh, I would never. Can I say goodbye first? Or does Margaret think that makes me look desperate and undesirable?
No, you're good. Just make it breezy.
Okay.
Rich has left. Behind the bar, Doug carries a tower of glasses.
Look at you. Wow.
I look at you. Hey, you work at a bar, too.
Trying to learn as much about the hotel business as possible.
Cool.
Something you should know, don't bother the customers.
You're not bothering me.
That boy does not know he's in the friend zone.
Hey, Doug, you're a friend. Friend zone! I didn't think that a guy could be all the things that Rich is. I mean, he's handsome, he's successful, and so charming. And I really can't get over his hair. It's just so, like, perfectly coiffed. God, I hope he doesn't think that I blew him off.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's perfect. That book is a miracle of literature. Think about it. You and Rich, and me and John.
Mm. Yeah, tell me about you and John.
Well, he's just so loaded.
Okay, please tell me that there are other things that you're attracted to about him.
Yeah, like, he's totally hot for me.
Of course he is. Every guy's hot for you.
I know, right?
In underwear, Ryan appears.
Did I tell you you could leave the bedroom?
Eliza gapes. Ryan returns to the bedroom.
Something you'd like to share?
Oh, okay. So there's this whole chapter in the book about how guys won't buy the cow when they can get the milk for free. And you know me, I've always
dabbled in the dairy distribution business.
No, I just sleep with guys I'm into way too soon.
So, you're using him?
Yeah. Oh, like he minds.
Wow. Well, at least you and John will have a romantic story to tell your grandkids one day.
They exchange a look. Outside, Eliza emerges from the house. Waiting in the driveway, Rich stands beside a Bentley Continental GT convertible. Eliza approaches.
You know, it's so tough being a modern woman. I don't know if I should feel like Cinderella or if I should file a stalking report.
Well, I would have called, but you left without giving me your number. And you did mention that you were staying on Bay Lane. And hey, did you know that Bay Lane is like 8 miles long? I think I pissed off a lot of your neighbors. Want to go for a ride?
The car drives down a country road. In the car, Eliza adjusts a headscarf.
I think this car costs more than my parents' house.
It was either this or my Ferrari, but I didn't want you to think I was trying too hard. I actually wanted a Prius, but my dad talked me into this.
I hate to say this, but I think your dad was right. I mean, you recycle, right?
Religiously.
I see you offset it.
So if you're not turned off too much by the Bentley, do you want a ride to the Movers and Shakers event next weekend?
Are you asking?
Yes, I'm asking you out.
Okay, next question. Who's moving and who's shaking?
It's a big annual fundraiser.
Oh, that's cool. What's the cost?
No idea, but it's always for a really good cause.
Oh my God. This reminds me of that scene in Pretty in Pink when Andrew McCarthy has...
Pretty in Pink?
The movie? You've never seen it.
Should I?
I mean, yes, but it's one of those things that you probably should have watched when you were younger. Because if you watch it now, you'd probably be like, huh, and that wouldn't be good for us. So, I don't know, maybe my answer is no.
No, don't watch the movie or no to being my date.
Oh, hell yeah to being your date.
Good.
Eliza smiles. Later, Eliza arrives home.
So?
Oh my god.
Tell me. Okay, he invited me to move and or shake with him next week.
Oh my god, Movers and Shakers.
Yeah.
John called me while you were gone and he asked me to go with him. What did I tell you? Never doubt Margaret.
Never.
Always leave them wanting more.
Always.
Can you see it? Eliza Hawthorne.
Oh my god, you're so ridiculous.
You've got to start planning your wedding now. Visualization was a big part of Margaret's philosophy.
Oh, I'm visualizing. I'm just not changing my last name to suit a 1950s manual.
1967, bitch.
Okay. Well, I'm still a feminist. But what was that part in chapter 4 about always letting the man pay?
Oh, if you want to pay, you know, just for funsies, you have to give the man the cash so he can pay the bill.
Okay, that makes total sense.
Oops.
At the door, Rich.
Hi.
Sorry, I forgot something.
Rich steps closer and kisses Eliza. Sophia clamps a hand over her mouth.
See you next weekend.
He exits. Eliza closes the door, looks to Sophia, and faints. Clothing store. A female clerk folds a sweater. Eliza drifts by and joins Sophia, browsing at a rack.
What are we doing here? This place is way out of our league.
We can't exactly wear Selby's uniforms to the biggest event of the season.
Okay, you're right. What about this?
Hate it.
Okay, me too. Oh, no. Trash. Oh, a little bit. Huh?
Love it.
Right?
Love it.
Okay, where's the mirror?
Over there.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
A yellow and green floral print dress.
Hello, gorgeous.
Price tag, $2,500.
Oh, goodbye, gorgeous. Have you seen how many zeros are on these price tags? Yeah, like, we should go.
We charge the dresses, keep the price tags on, and then return them the next day.
Isn't that stealing?
Think of it as borrowing with the intent to return.
Wow, Margaret really did think of everything.
Actually, I came up with that one.
Oh, Sophia.
I know.
Thank you. You're great.
You're so smart.
Okay.
Let's take another look.
Okay.
At gorgeous. Okay. I really like the green for you. It brings out your eyes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
At night, the front of the Zane Hotel. Then, inside, guests party and dance. Doug, in waiter's uniform, approaches a bar.
Kellner Trace. Ah, this is a party. Right, I'm working.
Guests dance. Nearby, Sophia and John and Eliza and Rich take in the scene.
God, everyone's looking at us. It's like we're the bells of the ball.
It really does feel like a fairy tale.
Come on, let's dance.
John leads Sophia onto the dance floor. John shimmies from side to side, pulling faces.
You know, as important as my modeling career has been to me, I think being a stay-at-home mom is even more important. So I totally give up my career, as hard as it would be. And you know, it's a lot of work to keep up a 4,000 square foot plus farmhouse style home in Connecticut on a minimum of 2 acres while chasing after 3.5 kids in a Carlton Doodle. How about you?
Not really a dog person.
Oh, I was just kidding about the doodle.
Not so sure I want kids either.
Oh, I know. They can be such attention sucks.
No, I like kids. I think the plan is so overcrowded.
I was thinking the same thing. It's like we have one mind.
Seeing a photographer, John pulls Sophia close, then, as soon as the photo is taken, pushes her away. Sophia raises an eyebrow. In a booth, Eliza and Rich.
Can I get you another drink?
Oh, I don't want to get too drunk. I'm worried I might make a move.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
They kiss.
What do you say, after the party, we go back to my place?
I really like you. And I would love to, like, you know, it's just, I don't think that I'm ready for, like, you know. But it's not that I've, like, never you-knowed, or it's not like I've you-knowed a ton, either. I guess it depends on how you define, you know.
Are we talking about sex?
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
I just want to spend more time with you. My parents' house has 8 bedrooms, and you can pick anyone you want. And if you happen to end up in mine, I won't kick you out.
No, so kind.
Oh, dear. You forgot to take off the price tag.
The lady tosses Eliza's dress tag onto the tray of a waiter who puts it in the trash.
I really have to, I'll be right back.
I just have to.
I'll be right back.
Another waiter takes the trash. Sorry, Eliza runs after him. Wait. Outside, the trash goes into a dumpster.
Wait! Oh, no!
Eliza's dress hangs over the side of the dumpster. Eliza rises into view.
It's not stealing, it's borrowing with intent to return.
Doug hurls a trash bag into the dumpster.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Whoa! Ho, ho, ho.
Doug?
Are we doing the garbage scrounging scene from Back to the Future?
This isn't an 80s movie moment. God, this is an 80s movie moment. And I'm the leading lady who let her world get turned upside down because she's pretending to be something that she's not.
Okay, well. Why don't we get this leading lady out of the dumpster? Huh? Because it looks pretty uncomfortable.
It's really gross in here.
Yeah, it looks pretty gross. Come on. Careful. Watch your step. Oh, what is that? Okay, let's get out quick. Hold your breath. Yeah, I don't remember Doc Brown being in the boxers.
It's laundry day.
So why exactly were you in the dumpster?
Because I let my friend Sophia convince me to buy a dress that costs more than my rent. And now the tag is somewhere in this dumpster and I can't find it, and now I can't return the dress. And they're probably gonna send me to debtor's prison. And I know that those don't exist anymore, but they'll probably build a new one just for me because I'm a total idiot.
In the morning, in the house, the dress hangs in a window. Eliza stares up at it. Sophia joins her and rests her chin on Eliza's shoulder.
You're a good Poshmark.
I'm gonna Poshmark you if you don't stop trying to silver line an unsilverlinable situation.
But you relax. As soon as Rich proposes, you'll tell him the story and have a big laugh, and then he'll pay for the dress.
I mean, hell, if you asked him to, I'm sure he'd buy you the entire dress store.
There's no way. Not after I ghosted him last night and didn't say goodbye to him on the first night.
Oh, Margaret says.
No, Sophia, at some point, you're just rude. And it's so tragic because I really, really like him. And I really, really like how it felt last night, getting all dressed up, you know, with all those fancy people, doing all those amazing things, and having this gorgeous guy flirting with me. But leave it to me to end up dumpster diving. Like, there's a reason I end up with losers my whole life is because I am one.
You're not a loop.
Sophia opens the door to Doug.
Oh. Eliza, this is a loser.
Sophia, rude.
Nice to see you too. Oh,
sorry about her. You're not a loser. I mean, I don't think. Maybe you are. I don't know.
I'm not.
What are you doing here?
Well, I thought you might want this.
Price tag.
Oh my God, oh my God, you found it.
Happy to help.
She hugs him. Rich appears in the doorway carrying roses.
Guess this is a bad time.
Oh, Rich, no. He was,
I should go.
Okay, but Doug, you actually saved my life this time. Yeah.
These are for you.
Oh, thank you.
I got them because I was worried maybe that I was pressuring you to come over to my place after the party, and that's why you bailed, but I guess it was to hook up with that guy, so...
Doug? No, he's just a friend. Really. I didn't blow you off. I mean, well, I did, but I didn't mean to. It's a really long story, and, It doesn't matter because these are the most beautiful flowers I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, I feel like I'm getting some mixed messages. So just that we're clear, are you into me?
I'm so, so into you. And I've just been getting some advice lately that I actually think is really bad advice. And so I think we should just probably get naked instead right now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
They kiss. Eliza runs her fingers through Rich's hair.
Sorry. I just got this thing with my hair.
Oh, your hair. No, I get it so perfectly coiffed. Are you okay?
I'm good. All right.
Oh,
so where do we...
Upstairs, yeah. Are you sure you're good to carry me the whole way?
Yeah.
Eliza watches Rich getting dressed.
Taking off already?
Yeah, but I can't wait to see you next weekend.
I can't wait to see you.
What do you say, Saturday? You, me, all day, all night, on the yacht.
I'd say that sounds entirely all amazing.
They kiss.
Bye.
He kisses her again, then exits. Eliza flops down onto the bed. At Salty's Burger Shack, behind the pass, Ryan snaps a photo of Sophia standing nearby.
I swear to God, if you take one more picture of me, I'm going to shove the camera up your ass.
Promise?
Now, in the storeroom, Sophia and Ryan kiss one another passionately. Ryan nuzzles her neck.
I don't think John made a move yet.
Can we not talk about John right now?
Okay, I guess. Just so you know, I am always thinking about him.
Oh, really? Always?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see if we can fix that.
Ryan sinks out of view. Eliza enters.
Oh my God!
Oh!
Ryan pops back up.
tonight? 9?
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
Okay.
Sophia.
It's fine. He likes it when I'm mean.
Besides, I'm serving a purpose. If it weren't for Ryan, I'd never hold out. But John, things are just so hot between us.
Wait, what? He made a move?
Yeah, like so many. Except unlike some people, I'm staying strong and following Margaret's advice. Say no until he asks you to marry him.
Well, I'm glad that I didn't wait with Rich. Although, to be honest, sex was a little underwhelming.
Shut your mouth.
I'm not saying that it wasn't good. I'm just saying that it wasn't, you know, magic.
Magic doesn't exist. You know what does? A townhouse on East 74th.
I know. But if that part doesn't work...
Get yourself a Ryan.
Or a Doug. Funny enough.
Salty, the hair cream yours is doing wonders.
Hi.
Hi. Whatever you want, it's on the house.
That's okay.
Oh, it is the least I can do after you saved my credit rating.
Well, if you really want to make it up to me, are you busy tonight?
She's busy. Very busy.
Because they're showing Breakfast Club at the Revival House in West Hampton.
Oh, my God. I've never seen it on the big screen.
Then you haven't really seen it. Want to meet there?
Oh, no, that's not going to work. I don't have a car. One, because I can't afford one. And two, because this city girl can't drive. So.
Then I guess we'll have to do something about that.
Outside the hotel.
All right, hands up.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm nervous. What's happening? What are you doing?
Surprise. Just go with it. Just go with it.
Okay.
And
okay.
Stop.
He leads her to a Mercedes.
Huh?
Whose car is this?
No idea. But.
Keys.
You're stealing a car.
Well, no, technically, you're stealing a car.
Absolutely no, I am not.
Oh, yes, you are.
I don't drive. Remember?
Of course I do. That's why I'm going to teach you. Come.
Oh, no.
Call me Chris Columbus. In a marina, Eliza and Rich atop a luxury boat. Inside the boat, Eliza looks around with wide eyes. They clink glasses of whiskey. Outside the hotel, Doug instructs Eliza in driving. The car reverses back fast. At the bow of the boat, Eliza and Rich sip champagne cocktails. In the car, Doug hangs on as the car jerks back and forth. Rich applies suntan lotion to Eliza's legs. Parking lot. The car brakes hard.
Hold on, Dougie.
They speed away. Next, at the beach.
Guys!
You really got the need for speed, I think.
I think I'm ready for NASCAR.
One step at a time, Valencia.
They gaze out to sea.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Doug gazes at Eliza. She turns and gazes back. Then Doug leans in and kisses her.
Wait, what do you think you're doing?
What do you think I'm doing?
No, we're just friends.
Why? Why can't we try something like
that? I'm with Rich.
What is so great about Rich?
Basically everything.
Oh, come on.
What? He's smart, generous, chiseled.
Oh, which we both know is your thing.
And he's
he's got boatloads of money. Yeah, I know.
Whoa, that's not what I was gonna say.
You're telling me if Rich had nothing to his name, you'd still be into him?
Of course I would. Who do you think that I am?
Look, Eliza.
No.
She storms away.
Eliza, wait.
Hotel Zane. Doug hands out towels.
Yeah. Watch out, Sandy out there.
Sunbeds. Eliza. Sophia.
How perfect is this? A gorgeous sunny afternoon, and we coincidentally have a day off.
You better hope Salty doesn't find out that you're the one who filed the complaint with the health inspector.
Sophia looks at Eliza, then glances at Doug folding towels nearby.
So, what, you two aren't even friends anymore?
No, we're not. He accused me of being a gold digger.
What an ass.
Yeah.
So you do know if you don't hit it off with Rich's parents at this dinner, then there's no gold for you, right?
It's not about the gold.
It's a little bit about the gold, and that's all right. I mean, think about all of the Dougs over the years that you've given everything to. You just...
I know. God, I hope his parents like me.
Good thing. Chapter 7 is entirely devoted to meeting the parents.
Lay it on me.
Okay, so you know the way you are. Uh-huh. Don't be that way. You should have very few opinions. Don't talk about politics, religion, or anything if you can avoid it.
So just sit there and act like a mute?
No, don't be silly. You should look at Rich adoringly, say adoring things about Rich, and remember, it's much more important to be interested than interesting.
Doug answers phone.
Hey, Dad.
Eliza watches.
Eliza, get your head in the game.
I am. It is. It's just... Did I tell you? Don't kiss me.
What?
Okay, calm down. You literally tickle Ryan's undercarriage with a peacock feather every night.
How do you know about the feather?
I live in a loft. There's very little insulation. Hmm. And the point is...
No, it wasn't. That is the fear talking because things are going so well with Rich and you are literally about to have the life of my dreams.
Okay, aren't you working at the life of your dreams?
Yes, but things are moving a little slower with John than I'd prefer. We'll catch up. I'm just so happy for you.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And she loves 80s movies as much as I do, although she's given me a brutal education on the messenger.
And why isn't she your girlfriend?
Because she's into somebody else.
Doug, you listen to me. If she's really in love with someone else, you shouldn't compete with them. That's just bad manners. But if you think that's the girl for you and you don't fight for her, well, that you'll regret forever.
Doug glances toward Liza. Next, in a restaurant, Sophia and John at a table in the window.
So, how was your week at work? Anything interesting happen?
Do you know about the NASDAQ?
Of course. I have one of their handbags. Do you know what I love about us? The fact we don't even need to talk shows just how comfortable we are with one another.
John forces a smile. Sophia gives a thumbs up to Eliza, seated at a nearby table with Rich and his parents.
Why you would choose to work at a private hospital when you could work at a major university is just...
Paul, enough. He doesn't care about the accolades.
Or the grants. Or the labs.
I'm good with just focusing on my little practice, honestly. You guys shot for the stars, and you know, I respect that about you, but it's not like I did anything crazy. I didn't become a public school teacher or something. Oh, I'm sorry. Eliza's parents are both teachers.
Oh, how sweet.
What do you think, Eliza? Is Rich selling himself short?
I think that Rich is perfect just the way that he is.
The parents scowl. Waiter Doug, refilling waters, pulls a face and exits.
I'm just gonna run to the ladies' room. Excuse me.
Washroom.
Excuse me.
Eliza, Sophia.
Who ever heard of a bathroom that doesn't have a window you can crawl out of? What kind of dump is this?
Would you relax? His parents probably love you. Just keep smiling and let them do all the talking.
Lady.
Looks like you remembered to take off all your price tags tonight.
Yeah, I did. And tonight's already been a total disaster, so if you could just not pull anything else off of me, that'd be great.
Meeting the parents for the first time, huh? Just be yourself, dear. They're either going to like you or not like you. But if they don't like you, better they don't like you because you're you.
Thank you for that totally unsolicited piece of advice, but we already have all the wisdom we need.
Oh, dear God. Do people still read A Guide to Marrying Rich? So much for the second wave of feminism.
That's what I'm saying.
Back at the table.
Look, my parents love teaching. And all they ever encouraged me to do was to find something that I loved enough that I could do it for free, and then try to make a living doing that. And sure, I could have pursued a lot more things that would have earned me a lot more money. But at the end of the day, I chose event planning because it's what I really wanted to do. And then I did unpaid internships and paid internships, and I worked myself to the bone.
Well, with that much drive, I'll bet you're very good at it, too.
I'm great at it, honestly. But it's because I love doing it. And I think you have to spend your life doing what you love.
Couldn't agree more.
So if Rich wants to work at a county clinic, I think that he needs to do what makes him happy.
Well, disagree on the county clinic thing, but yeah. Of course, we want Rich to be happy.
You know, I like your spunk. We could use a little bit more of it around here. So here is seeing more of you.
Loft bedroom.
I hope you're okay with staying here tonight. I felt weird about staying at your house with your parents there.
I didn't want them to think
okay,
I was...
Okay, first of all, my parents know that I have sex.
Oh, weird.
Isn't that crazy? But more important, you made such a good impression, you couldn't get them to dislike you, even if you tried.
I don't know. I'm pretty good at turning people off.
All I know is you're very good at turning me on.
They kiss tenderly, separate for a moment, then kiss more passionately. Eliza runs her fingers through Rich's hair.
Oh, sorry. Your hair?
It's all good.
Oh, okay.
They roll over in bed.
They really did like me.
No, they loved you. And I don't blame them. Because I do, too.
Do you?
Yeah. I love you.
I love you, too.
In the daytime, at Salty's shack, Eliza at the takeout window. Doug approaches, tape over his mouth.
Ow!
Eliza rips the tape off.
Son of a bad dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What are you doing here?
Well, I thought about it, and I felt really bad about what happened the other night, so I couldn't tell you I was sorry, but then I thought if I opened my mouth again, I might say the wrong thing, or, you know, figured it was safer, I'll take that. But you gotta admit, the duct tape, that was really cute. I mean, who does that? Come on.
Eliza rolls her eyes.
There it is. Look, Eliza, I really am sorry. I had no right to say those things, and I never should have kissed you. It was a real bender move. Look, if you and Rich are happy...
We're in love, actually.
Totally cool with that. I just... You know, I want my friend back.
I do too.
So, we good?
We're good.
Good. So, now that we are friends again, I have something to do tomorrow. And I could use a friend's help.
Marina, Eliza, and Doug on a sailboat.
Okay. Wow. So first you make me steal a car, and now we're stealing a boat. What's next, Dougie? Learjet?
One of the members at the beach club is in Europe for a few weeks. So he hired me. He was boat in tip-top shape. That means we're going to give it a workout by sailing it to his house in Montauk and turning around.
How do you know how to do all of this?
Oh, he was a pirate.
Oh.
Well, more like a stowaway on a pirate ship.
Arg.
I worked in a marina during summers off from college.
Okay, got it.
Shielding her eyes from the sun, Eliza looks out across the water.
Is it not the most beautiful day?
Doug looks around, his eyes settling on Eliza.
Yeah. It's gonna be good.
At night, Eliza and Doug enter a home as lightning flashes and rain pours.
Here we go. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
She's trying to act so crazy.
No, I can't believe that you knew what to do. Thank God. I can't believe we made it.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Doug fiddles at a control panel in a kitchen.
It's a nice one.
I'm okay. God, it's freezing in here.
Yeah, let's get you warm.
In a living room, flames in a gas fireplace rise. A shivering Eliza and Doug wrap themselves in blankets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's better.
Yeah.
They huddle close. He takes her hands in his and rubs them, then blows on them.
I can think of worse places to wait out a storm.
He rubs her back. Eliza gazes at Doug.
Maybe I should, find us some warm clothes.
He moves to leave, but Eliza halts him, then pulls him into a kiss. Kissing, they slowly rise to their feet. Eliza wraps her arms around him. She pulls his shirt up and over his head. Now Eliza removes her own shirt, revealing a black bra. Doug slides down a strap and kisses her bare shoulder. Seen from afar, across the living room, they sink down out of view. Daytime, marina.
I hope the storm didn't freak you out about being on a boat. Because there's a chance I could get it again. And I'd love to take you to Block Island. Oh, you'd love it. What?
Nothing. I'm just feeling kind of nauseous.
Well, the waters were a little choppy. I'm just seasick.
Yeah. Seasick. Or I'm feeling incredibly guilty and horrible about Rich.
Right, Rich. Well, you feel better as soon as you tell him. Let him down easy.
Wait. I don't know if that's what I wanted. Honestly, I don't know how I feel.
Well, you seem to know exactly how you felt last night.
Yes. Obviously, I like you. Okay, and last night was...
What?
But there was a storm and a fire and a house in Montauk, so I don't know what we were supposed to do.
Okay, come on. Eliza, we're both adults here.
I know, and I have to take responsibility for my own actions, okay? I already learned this lesson. It's just, I really care about him.
And me?
I really care about you, too.
And this has nothing to do with his Bentley or...
No, and if it did, this would be a lot easier. He's a great guy, and he's kind, and he genuinely cares about people, and... He loves me, and I can't just blow him off because I love him too.
Seriously?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, when you do know, do me a favor. Let me know, okay?
Later, at Salty's shack, Eliza to Sophia.
I'm telling you, the sex was otherworldly.
Of course it was. He's broke. He's got to bring something to the table.
Is that a thing? Rich guy's bad in bed?
Well, they don't have to be good.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Sex just clouded your brain. Everything's misfiring. Don't do anything stupid. It was just a huge mistake.
Why is it a mistake for me, but it's okay for you to sleep with Ryan?
Well, because Ryan's just a piece of meat that I don't give two craps about.
Behind her, Ryan.
Ouch.
Kidding, kind of. What's that?
so.
Black and white photo.
That's like the worst picture of me ever.
I don't think so. I think it's perfect. But I guess that explains that.
What?
The girl I thought you were versus the girl you actually are.
He lays the picture on the counter and walks away.
Let's just talk this out by the fridge.
Screw you.
Yeah, that's exactly the idea.
Not anymore, it's not.
Thanks a lot.
How is this my fault?
It's not my fault.
See, that's what I can't do. I can't pretend that everything is not my fault. I did this. I have to own it. I have to tell Rich the truth.
Has the book taught you nothing? What place does the truth have in a relationship?
I agree with Eliza.
Of course you do. Look, if you tell Rich what happened, he'll break up with you. And I have put too much effort into your relationship for it to fall apart now. Plus, the book says that it's perfectly okay for a woman to have a few secrets about her past.
Don't tell my chef I was here, but sometimes you just need a great cheeseburger. Apologizing for eavesdropping, but when I wrote secrets about your past, I didn't mean secrets about your present.
A name on a credit card.
You're Margaret Dumont.
Unfortunately, I am.
You wrote The Guide to Marrying Rich.
I did, but it was a long time ago. And to be candid, I didn't know what I was talking about. Nothing in that book is sound advice, even 50 years ago. Except for the part about always wearing a hat. Who knew the havoc fung damage would cause?
You're wrong. We both followed your rules, and now we both have rich boyfriends who are very handsome, and we've never been happier.
Oh, speak for yourself. My life is a mess.
Trust me. I played by the rules in the book, and I was never truly happy. Never truly in love.
At a balcony table at the Hotel Zane, Eliza with Rich.
Let me get that for you. I missed you a lot this week. I couldn't stop thinking about you.
Actually, I have something that I wanted to talk to you about. It's kind of important.
Oh, one second.
Here they are.
Hi.
Rich's parents. Hi. His mom hugs Eliza.
Wow, such a surprise.
Oh, yeah. My parents are in town, and they're joining us for brunch.
Okay.
It's my fault. I insisted on hoarding in because, oh, well, I wanted to ask you a little favor.
What could I possibly do for...
Well, it's our 30th anniversary in a few weeks, and we just decided to hold a big bash for all our Hamptons friends.
Wow.
What she means is she's been talking about this for months, and I finally agreed to it.
Okay.
Eliza, I would love it if you would help me out.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not taking no for an answer.
Oh, my...
Later.
So, as they are set up, how do you feel about the numbers?
Well, it's good, but really, I'm just concerned that the guest list is going to grow, because it always does.
Right.
And then we won't have room for the dance floor or the bandstand. And
unless we do 12 tops instead of 10 tops.
That could get a little tight.
Right, but not necessarily. I'm thinking a Moroccan theme, so a night in Casablanca. We'll do shared platters and tagines on the tables, so we don't have to worry about serving, and the whole thing will feel just a lot more cozy and intimate. And then, to offset the white of the hotel, long, sheer, colorful drapes.
And what about large pillar candles on the tables?
Absolutely. And Persian rugs lining the floors.
I love this idea. Eliza, you are just fabulous.
Thank you.
Okay, so, the bandstand, yes. We'll build it up towards the back.
Kitchen. Ryan.
You know, we really miss you at Salty's. It's just not the same without you.
Okay.
No, really. The new chef smells like feet. I'd never sleep with him.
Seriously? This is your way of trying to get me back into bed?
Is it working?
No.
Fine.
She exits.
I think that looks good, yeah?
Beach. Sophia walks with Eliza.
Do you know why Brian is being such a tool?
Maybe because he's a human being with actual feelings?
I don't think that's it. He better not be screwing someone else.
Oh, sir.
Doug to a hotel guest.
Lou looks great on you.
Eliza gazes at Doug.
looking at him like that?
Oh, like what?
Like you care. You need to sweep that mess under the rug where no one will ever find it, or I promise you, it will bite you in the ass.
I'm not going to say anything, okay?
No, it's not you I'm worried about anymore. It's him. Probably going to show up to your wedding singing some stupid Air Supply song at the top of his lungs.
Okay, so what am I supposed to do?
Just go over there and be a bitch. If you have any problem with that, pretend you're me.
Hey. I don't know how else to say this, but whatever this is, it's over.
Because you're with him?
Yeah, I am.
So, you don't feel anything for me?
Not like that.
I don't believe you.
Well, you don't get to tell me what I want or how I feel. So, I don't want you. So, goodbye.
Bye, Eliza.
Doug grabs towels and heads off along the beach. A distraught look in her eyes, Eliza watches him go. In the hotel courtyard, Persian rugs are unrolled and various staff prepare. Eliza, wearing a tight-fitting green Persian print dress, fluffs pillows on a chair. She sees Doug carrying a tray to a bar. A man in a suit approaches him.
Hey, busboy. I need a word with you. Come with me.
Eliza looks upset at Doug's treatment. Doug glances at her as he exits. Eliza recomposes herself and walks on. Rich and his parents enter.
Oh my God, Eliza. I don't believe it. I knew you'd be good, but you are so much better than good.
Well, thank you for letting me play with an unlimited budget in 1 week's time.
Unlimited.
Oh, honey, you haven't had your martini yet. Let's go get that. Oh, and Eliza, the owner of the hotel, David Zane, flew in for the event.
You're kidding.
No, I'll introduce you later. He's going to love what you've done.
That would be amazing.
Rich, honey, don't let that girl get away.
I won't. Oh.
Sophia and John.
Sophia, I'm so happy my nephew's finally met a girl.
Thanks, Becky.
Hey.
Aunt Becky.
That's right.
I hope I'll be seeing more of you.
Aunt Becky blows kisses and exits.
Oh, thank you so much for that. She totally bought it.
Bought?
Us. Like, being a thing?
We are a thing. Aren't we?
I mean, well, technically, I'm
gay. Yeah, I know. Nobody turns this down.
That cook certainly doesn't. You're head over heels for him.
I am not.
Me thinks the lady doth protest too much.
Don't quote Yoda at me at a time like this. John, I love you.
Sophia, please.
I'm at least in love with the idea of you. And I think that is the foundation for a long-lasting marriage.
You don't seriously want us to be together, do you?
Why not? I mean, maybe you didn't get the memo, but basically everyone's panned now and no one cares who you sleep with, especially not me, so long as you marry me and make me very, very rich.
My Aunt Becky cares, which is the only reason I care. She's in charge of my trust fund, so...
So what are you saying?
Look, we're both benefiting from this arrangement. You're a fantastic dance partner.
So are you.
And if we could grab dinner, say, once every quarter with Aunt Becky.
I want you to buy me something very expensive.
How about a boat?
Make it a yacht and we're good.
I really need to talk to you.
Oh, want to get us tipsy? Oh,
you know I do.
I really need to talk to you. So, this whole time, I've been John's beard.
Kind of saw that coming.
And also, I think I'm in love with Ryan.
Of
course you're in love with Ryan. He's perfect for you. He adores you more than you adore yourself. And what more could you really ask for?
I've got to go find him. How do I look?
Yeah, like $1 million.
Which I'll never have.
Yeah, but I think I will. So you know what's mine is yours.
Wait, this is what you want to talk to me about?
Yeah, so this is the thing. Rich's mom told him to never let me go, and then he held on to me with some sort of vice grip and said that he won't. And so, Sophia...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think this is happening.
And it's what you want.
Yeah, of course it is.
So you definitely don't love Doug.
What? Why are you asking me that? This whole time you've been...
I know. I'm sorry. It's just, I was... The book was wrong. Margaret said it herself.
Okay, but just because you're ready to run off with Ryan, okay, Rich is amazing, and I could see our whole future together. It's one where I get everything, like the career and the townhouse and...
The guy? Rich is the guy you want.
Yes.
I'm so happy for you. I'm a little bit jelly, but I'm mostly happy.
Eliza? I think Rich wants to show you something in the lawn.
Okay. This is it. Okay. I think I just gotta go to the bathroom. I'm just gonna go pee, like, really quick. But, I could be right there. I'll be right back. I'll be right out.
Bathroom. Eliza checks her teeth.
Moment is now. Rich, I didn't expect this. Oh my god. Oh my. I do. Yes. Yes.
Margaret appears.
Trying to convince yourself you want to say yes? Margaret? I just
want the moment to be perfect.
Oh, what a crock. Where is the sex appeal in perfect? Sweetheart, I've given a lot of bad advice in my time. But what I'm about to tell you, you can take to the bank. You can't marry someone you don't love.
I do love him.
If you say so. But I'll tell you what. I've been there, done that 6 times over. All I'm saying is, make sure you've got that magic going for you.
Margaret exits. Eliza stares at herself in the bathroom mirror.
What we have, Eliza. It's magic.
Patio.
I love you.
Rose petals everywhere.
And I want to keep loving you forever. If you'll let me. So, Eliza.
He gets down on one knee.
Okay.
Will you marry
me? Sorry, would you stop? Would you just come up?
She pulls him back up to her.
Rich, you are such an amazing guy.
But
I don't think that what we have is magic. But that's not to say that I don't think that magic doesn't exist, because I think that it does. It's just that what it takes to make magic is messy and sweaty and dirty and... sticky, and you are so clean.
Rich snaps the ring box shut.
So what you're saying is, I'm too perfect.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, you are so nice and generous and handsome. And what you do, like, this is so impressive. And I'm embarrassed to say this, but I feel like I just got, like, swept up in the fantasy of... Shit. Oh, I think I need to sit down. No. Okay, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been where you are a lot. It sucks to think that the person that you love might be using you.
So what? You were just here for the fancy dinners and the once-in-a-season event that you got to plan, and now that you've got everything that you wanted, you're out?
That is one really horrible interpretation of what happened. It's awful, and I'm sorry that that's even on the table. You probably won't believe this, but I really did love spending time with you. Like, a lot. It's just that I feel like I don't even know you.
Because we haven't spent that much time together.
I feel like you don't really know you either. Apart from who your parents want you to be. And I know that you don't want to take advice from a girl who's...
breaking your heart?
But please, just go out there and find that thing that makes you happy. Like, really happy. Like what you geek out for. And just go chase the hell out of that.
Okay, well, I'm gonna see about returning a ring.
Rich walks slowly away. Teary-eyed, Eliza gazes off in deep thought. Next, in a kitchen, Ryan carries a tray of food to a storeroom. Sophia enters, runs to Ryan, and kisses him.
Hey.
Whoa. Hey, you ever heard of consent?
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally. No, yeah. It's just, well, I was talking to John, and no, it's not about, it's,
huh?
this picture, it's not the worst picture of me. It's just this picture is me. I'm not who you think I am. I'm not a big, fancy, famous model. I'm a girl from Nebraska who's terrified of ending up back where she started. I left saying I was going to make something of myself, and look at me. I have nothing.
Hey, that's not true. Come on, you're a big deal.
Really not. I'm not.
Not true.
Look, I live with like 7 other models. It's gross. It's just not cute. It's...
Ryan holds up an underwear ad.
This is from my JCPenney shoots. Why do you have this?
My mom orders the catalogs. And she goes through them to tell me what to get her for Christmas. And then I go through them for, material.
Mm-hmm.
It's for my mood boards, okay? Anyways, I'm back home for the holidays a few years ago, and there you were. And I thought, man, that's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. And then I met you. It's crazy. And I got to meet her. I thought that's the girl that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
I'm sorry. I was so mean.
You're sorry, and you want to be with me?
Oh, we also have a yacht.
What?
Yeah.
Since when?
Like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, all right. Mm.
They kiss. Mm. Eliza runs in.
Oh, you guys. Has anyone seen Doug?
The previously seen man in a suit enters.
Oh.
Wait a minute, you're Eliza, right?
Yeah.
David Zane.
Oh, you're the guy who owns the hotel.
That would be me, yes. Really excellent work you did here. I've never seen this place look better.
Thanks.
You know, I'm always looking for a talented event manager, if you'd be interested.
You know what? No.
In this case only, no means yes.
No, it doesn't. No means no. I would never work for you, Mr. Zane, because I've seen the way that you talked to one of your employees earlier. Yeah, you called him Busboy. That's not his name. His name is Doug. And he is more than just his job. You know, everyone here is. And you know what? It's people like you that make people like us feel like we have to act a fool just to get a little piece of what you've got. But what you've got, it ain't a lot. Because what you've got makes people forget the most important thing, which is how we treat people. So, I'm gonna find Doug. And I'm gonna tell him that I love him. And
she sees a ghetto blaster on a counter nearby.
And I'm taking this with me.
Is that a boombox?
On a beach, Doug stares out to sea. Along the beach, Eliza steps into view, fumbling to start the ghetto blaster. She raises it aloft. Doug stares at her.
Okay, plot twist. The woman is the creepy stalker.
The woman is the one who needs to apologize. But if this crosses a boundary, then I will totally turn it off.
What is that music?
Stop, Peter Gabriel. But let's just pretend it's a powerful love song.
Is this the moment for a love song?
God, I hope so.
She lowers the ghetto blaster and approaches.
Just put this down. Sober with Rich.
Good. I didn't think you guys were good for each other.
We weren't. You need to know that I'd been burned, and meeting you, I got scared. Because I thought, well, here I go again. I know how this ends. But the thing is, even if you take me for everything that I have, which is almost nothing, so it'd be a really dumb scam if you did. But even if you let me take care of you while you're becoming whatever wonderful thing you're gonna become, and then you leave me brokenhearted, I'm gonna be upset. But it will all have been worth it. Because every cell in my being is telling me that I have to be with you. Because when I'm with you, I'm me. I love you, Dougie. And if you can forgive me, I don't know what that means or like where we go from here.
Doesn't matter. I want to go there with you.
What does that mean?
You know I'm crazy about you.
They kiss.
So you know what's sad? I could have provided us with a nice little life right here in the Hamptons. The douche that runs this hotel, he offered me a job, and I told him off.
What? You told him off?
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of epic, honestly. But I was doing it to defend you.
So, do you want that job?
Oh, I mean, are you kidding? It's a dream job, but
it's yours. I don't think my dad will fault you for telling him off in defense of his son.
Wait, what?
My name's Doug Zane, and in 2 weeks I start as vice president of operations for Zane Hotels.
Are you kidding me?
I made my dad promise not to blow my cover. I just wanted to spend the summer learning as much as I could, and I knew that there was no way I could get the real deal if everyone knew who I was, so...
So you're telling me you're...
Loaded? Yeah. Don't hate me.
I mean, I don't know. You did lie to me. So it may take me some time to get over this. And
Doug kisses her.
Okay, I'm over it.
Towel boss, Eric.
Hey, dummy. What do you think you're doing? You're on the clock. I hope you don't think you're going to be working here next summer.
No, I hope you don't think you're going to be working here next summer.
Excuse me?
Kind of owns the place. Yeah, just found out myself, so.
Doug's it.
Yeah.
Eric backs away, then exits.
See, Eric.
Doug stoops and turns on the ghetto blaster.
Would you like to partake in this rhythmic ceremonial ritual?
The fish under the sea dance?
We are by the ocean.
Spinning around to the music, they kiss one another.
But it's sad.
I'll try.
Credits. Audio description by Earworm Sound, a Timeless Pictures production in association with Basset Hound Distribution. Starring M. Hain as Eliza, Cecilia Deacon as Sophia, Warren Lee as Doug, Markian Tarasiuk as Rich, and Aaron Buckles as Ryan. Directed by Rich Nui. Written by Rob Lauterstein. Produced by Gilles Laplante. Copyright 2022, Skyside Productions, Inc.